This week in 1903, the wreck of the old 97 inspired a popular ballad. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. For nearly a century, country crooners from Woody Guthrie to Johnny Cash have sang about the wreck of the old 97. But what was the old 97? At the turn of the last century, the Southern Railway operated Fast Mail Train Number 97. This short and speedy train delivered mail and newspapers between Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. And the old 97 had to be on time. The company's contract included steep fines for every minute that it was late. On a late September morning in 1903, the old 97 was already an hour behind when engineer Steve Brody pulled into Monroe, Virginia in Amherst County. Railway bosses pressured him to make up lost time by the time he got to the next station, pushing the train from its usual 39 miles per hour up to 51 miles per hour. But the track between Monroe and its next stop was dangerous. It had narrow curves and steep grades. Signs warned engineers to watch their speed. But Brody was determined. As he approached Danville at about 60 miles an hour, Brody found he couldn't slow down the train before hitting a sharp curve. He realized that he and his train were doomed, and he blew the whistle to warn others of the approaching destruction. Seven workers leaped off the train before it jumped the track, crashing into the 45-foot ravine below. Flames erupted from the train, and Brody and 10 other workers were killed. When it was finally all cleaned up, the Southern Railway blamed Brody. Families of the killed men received $10,000 in compensation. Brody's family got nothing, except that he was immortalized in a ballad. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.